Hello fellow Star Trek fans, welcome back to a brand new episode of 10 Forward with me, your host Mike Overton. This week we're going into Season 4, Episode 4 of Lower Decks. The episode is titled Something Borrowed, Something Green. Let's get into it. The episode starts off with a teaser that's set aboard a small Orion ship, where we meet lower-ranking members hoping to advance in the Syndicate. Despite their supply ship's pirate-adjacent status, an alert takes them aboard the bridge, where the Orions pursue a mysterious ship that we have seen in previous episodes. The Orion captain underestimates the danger and issues threats, but the mystery ship disables their power systems and obliterates them with a white energy beam. Meanwhile, aboard the USS Cerritos, Tendi is excited to have some free time, but Captain Freeman grants her leave to attend her sister's wedding on Orion, to foster good relationships between them and Starfleet. Mariner and Tilin join her for the trip. On Orion, they visit the Tendi estate and experience the matriarchal society's power dynamics. They learn that De'Erica, Tendi's sister, has been kidnapped in a traditional Orion pre-wedding ritual, and Tendi is pressured to participate in a rescue mission. Mariner, trying to escape the new roommates Boimler and Rutherford's bonding, enjoys her time on Orion. Boimler and Rutherford's dispute over a bonsai tree leads to a holodeck showdown, but they eventually find common ground and compromise. They later suggest a solution to Captain Freeman's dispute with an alien captain. The Orion trio visits Club Slitthroat and encounters Madame G, who withholds information about De'Erica's kidnapping. Tendi plays a murder bug drinking game to get the clues she needs to find her sister's ex, Na'al, who may be involved. They also explore Orion's underbelly, exploring a pheromone-fueled sex dungeon whilst confronting Na'al. The search for De'Erica leads them to an old ship graveyard, where Tendi reflects on her childhood dreams of space exploration. Devana and De'Erica have their an intense showdown, but they reconcile and head to the wedding together. Back aboard the Cerritos, the alien captain Chalnoth calms down when he sees the bonsai tree, but mistaking it for a tasty tree, ends up eating it. The crew is finally allowed to scan a transphasic nebula. Boimler and Rutherford's friends return with stories and pictures from their adventure, and despite the unorthodox resolution methods, Boimler and Rutherford are content. The episode ends with the crew recalling they resolved disputes with dueling harpsichords, setting a humorous tone and conclusion. So, I think this is a first for 10 Forward. There was nothing in this episode I didn't like. The episode was really enjoyable and funny all the way through. Sorry, guys. So, talking of good bits, there were some really funny parts to this episode. I really enjoyed the Boimler and Rutherford dynamic this week. We have, you know, two Mark Twains essentially having a Twain off in the holodeck to resolve their differences. I thought it was hilarious that they recommended it to Captain Freeman as well to try and resolve the differences she had between an alien captain, which was hilarious. And then the whole thing came again at the end of the episode, where they also have another character off with the two harpsichords. Really funny, and it just put a great dynamic in this episode. I also really enjoyed the Orion ship at the beginning. It had some little nodbacks there to previous Trek. We saw some Batleths, some TOS phasers. There was a Vulcan Leerpa and Leer on there as well. So great nodbacks to previous Trek. I really liked the T'Lin and Mariner dynamic here as well. The two of them really kind of sort of get along with each other, and I really liked the scene where aboard this derelict Federation ship where, you know, Mariner sort of grabs Talin back, which kind of shows that they have some mutual respect for each other as well. So yeah, just a really good episode through and through. Lots of lightheartedness, lots of fun. So yeah, great episode. So my standout moment from this episode, I think, has to be the entire Tendi backstory. It was really well done. It was great to see Orion. You know, we don't really get to see Orion. Whilst there were some silly bits and some funny bits, like the murder bug game, you know, poor Mariner being stabbed 3 times by flying knives, you know, it was really funny. I also really loved the fact that Tendi plays down her status within the Syndicate, and you really kind of see where she sits throughout this episode. You know, walking into a nightclub, everyone gets out of her way. You know, the bodyguards at the entrance, as soon as they see it's her, you know, they're begging on their knees, walking away, you know, hoping that she doesn't hurt them. So yeah, it's really nice that we haven't really had this much of a backstory to Tendi before, and I love it. I think it's really good that we got to really sort of delve deep into there this week. So yeah, my standout moment is the entire Tendi backstory for this episode. Really, really enjoyed it. In this episode, Lower Decks delves into Tendi's backstory, offering substantial character development, but not only for Tendi, but for the Orion as a culture. The episode is filled with humorous moments and benefits from well-crafted writing and tight pacing. The chemistry between Mariner and Talin shines, with Talin showing character growth and becoming a standout character for this season. The B story here, featuring the Julian Mark Twains, takes an unexpected turn and provides a comical twist on the competition between Starfleet captains. The episode cleverly explores the theme of embracing science and exploration whilst injecting humour into the mix. The episode also delves into the themes of friendship and self-acceptance, where the characters are finding their best selves through honesty and understanding. These heartfelt messages are seamlessly integrated into the comedy. The highlight of the episode is the visit to Orion, where Lower Decks expands on the Orion as a culture, showcasing its diversity and nuances. The show successfully builds on Star Trek canon surrounding the Orions, addressing previous contradictions as well as providing a more comprehensive view of their society, particularly the role of strong women. Additionally, the episode advances the season arc involving this mystery ship, gradually adding to the overarching narrative without overshadowing the episodic focus of the series. Captain Freeman's mention of the lost Orion ship hints at a larger mystery, leaving us to ponder and theorise. Something Borrowed, Something Green stands out as one of the best episodes of the season so far, delivering on amazing character growth, world building, and comedic entertainment. Thanks everyone for tuning into this week's episode of 10 Forward. If you'd like to catch up with more Clone Star podcasts, make sure you check out our brand new website, clonestarpod.com, where there is fan art and blogs written by you, as well as every episode that we've released. You can also pick up some amazing merch on there as well. Make sure you check out my shop, shop.elcarsworkshop.com, for some cool t-shirts like this one. Once again, I've been your host.